the threefold model for evaluating daily work. Setting priorities assumes that some things will be more important than others, but important relative to what? In this context, the answer is to your work, that is, the job you have accepted from yourself and/or from others. This is where the next two frameworks need to be brought to bear in your thinking. They're about defining your work. Keep in mind that though much of this methodology will be within the arena of your professional focus, I'm using work in the universal sense to mean anything you have a commitment to making happen, personally as well as professionally. These days, daily work activity itself presents a relatively new type of challenge to most professionals, something that it's helpful to understand as we endeavor to build the most productive systems. As I explained earlier, during the course of the workday, at any point in time, you'll be engaged in one of three types of activities: doing predefined work, doing work as it shows up, and defining your work. You may be doing things on your action lists, doing things as they come up, or processing incoming inputs to determine what work that needs to be done, either then or later, from your lists. This is common sense. But many people let themselves get wrapped around the second activity, dealing with things that show up ad hoc, much too easily, and let the other two slide to their detriment. Let's say it's 10:26 a.m. Monday, and you're in your office. You've just ended a half-hour unexpected phone call with a prospective client. You have 3 pages of scribbled notes from the conversation. There's a meeting scheduled with your staff at 11, about half an hour from now. You were out late last night with your spouse's parents and are still a little frayed around the edges. You told your father-in-law you'd get back to him about what? Your assistant just laid 6 telephone messages in front of you. You have a major strategic planning session coming up in 2 days for which you have yet to formulate your ideas. The oil light in your car came on as you drove to work this morning, and your boss hinted as you passed her earlier in the hall that she'd like your thoughts on the memo she emailed you yesterday before this afternoon's 3 o'clock meeting. Are your systems set up to maximally support dealing with this reality at 10:26 on Monday morning? If you're still keeping things in your head, and if you're still trying to capture only the critical stuff on your lists, I suggest the answer is no. I've noticed that people are actually more comfortable dealing with surprises and crises than they are taking control of processing, organizing, reviewing, and assessing that part of their work that is not as self-evident. It's easy to get sucked into busy and urgent mode, especially when you have a lot of unprocessed and relatively out-of-control work on your desk, in your email, and on your mind. In fact, much of our life and work just shows up in the moment, and it usually becomes the priority when it does. It's indeed true for most professionals that the nature of their job requires them to be instantly available to handle new work as it appears in many forms. For instance, you need to pay attention to your boss when he shows up and wants a few minutes of your time. You get a request from a senior executive that suddenly takes precedence over anything else you thought you needed to do today. You find out about a serious problem with fulfilling a major customer's order, and you have to take care of it right away. These are all understandable judgment calls. But the angst begins to mount when the other actions on your list are not reviewed and renegotiated by you or between you and everyone else. The constant sacrifices of not doing the work you've defined on your list can be tolerated only if you know what you're not doing. That requires regular processing of your in-basket, defining your work, and consistent review of complete lists of all your predetermined work.